Hello, everybody. Welcome aboard. Get them on side. Well, that close with our best bet. That close. But that's what happens when you put your faith in the West Tigers. We got what we deserved. Good morning to you, Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, morning. Why'd you open with that?
Well, I just figured we've got a, you know, the elephant in the room. There's two elephants in the room. One is our best bet just falling short. The other is Joel Cain going to Kobe's wardrobe and picking out.
I like it.
For her.
Yeah.
It's puce.
Puce.
It's not pink. It's more of a puce. Yeah. More pewter.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's lovely. Look at it.
I mean, this is television.
Oh, got my sunnies under here, too. I don't need those, do I?
This is, and you've pulled out the what I would call a house jumper.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. What do you call this jumper then?
Well, that's got a bit more style about it.
Yeah, this is a smart sort of knit.
Yeah. What about your smart knee that we can see there?
Hey?
Yeah, not too smart, that knee there, is it?
How's your week been, Joel?
Outstanding, Dan.
Outstanding?
Yeah, outstanding, but it'll get better. No, it's just been a busy week in the groove and. I just need these Tigers. These Tigers to. I've got a feeling this week they will have their best performance of the year on Monday.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Well,
what does the best performance
mean? It's a bit like a horoscope, that comment.
I feel sorry. There should
getting
be a
beat
ban.
By 16. That's all we want.
There should be a ban on shots of poor Michael Maguire in the dressing room, in the coaching box, because he looks like he's going to cry. Every time the camera's on him, the poor bugger is on the verge of tears. Did you have a good week on the punch, Sean?
Well, Randwick on Saturday got me out of a bit of a hole. League tipping, I think I was 4 from 4 at the line. A few things went out against us, but Randwick was...
What about your stat? Share your stat.
So 5 of the 8 games from the weekend were decided, the line was decided by a half a point. So we've got the...
Was there a party at Sportsbet?
Let's go and... No, it doesn't always go our way, I'll tell you that. So reverse order, Bulldogs plus 20.5.
Yep.
Lose by 20. What else is there? Gold Coast Parramatta, that was 6.5 or 7. 6-point ball game. South, that started flat 12, so that was bang on it.
Oof.
I think it was 11.5 for a while. And then Melbourne Storm, penalty kick. Wow. The Raiders penalty kick from 16 to 14, okay. Half point. And then the Warriors in Golden Point, they jumped minus 1.5-point favourite. So it was a funny old week.
Did it not get to 14.5, that Canberra-Melbourne game? So...
But a lot of money traded at 13.5 early.
So that penalty kick for the early punters didn't affect.
Didn't matter.
I'd be checking.
That'll be podium bad beats of the year.
Yeah,
that one.
Oh, that's an all-timer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be done by a penalty goal by the team losing by 16 after the siren. Have I got this right? They challenged something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They challenged something.
They challenged something.
Oh, for God's sake! In saying that, it's the correct call. To take a penalty kick at goal.
For and against at the end of the year.
For and against.
Yep.
You might have, unlikely you're going to crack Melbourne with one play. But let's look at last week's winners of our best bets, if we can, please. So, Joel and I, who have not been in great form, we agree, we're not...
No.
It hasn't been a good start to the year. We tried to thread a very narrow needle. That was... tipping one team but having a try scorer from another. Well, would you believe that Clinton Gutherson did score and the Titans covered plus 7.5? Yes. Congratulations.
Alive at this time.
Alive. It all comes down. All the West's Tigers have to do is not lose by 18 or more against the Sharks.
Mm.
Now, Sean, at what point of the game did you realise we're in trouble?
What time did the game start?
Yeah.
What time's kickoff?
I reckon went 3, 4.
It was 4 o'clock. So I reckon about 2:30 that afternoon. I knew it was pretty bad. No, when Dane Laurie went down with a positive COVID test on arrival to Shark Park, didn't like that. Surprisingly, it only jumped 18.5. So we weren't too far away from it. But I don't think if I knew Laurie wasn't going to be there, hindsight's wonderful. Probably wouldn't have tipped it. But it just stank.
I would love to know of all the people that, and a lot of people did take that multi, which is on, where do you put that bet on?
So
on the Rugby League Extra Markets?
Rugby League Extra Markets, okay. NRL, Rugby League, swipe across, just like you do on Tinder on Saturday night.
Yes.
You'll find it there.
What I'm saying is it was the perfect bet to crush on, where you could have basically got nearly half your money back.
Backing the Sharks to cover.
Backing the Sharks to cover.
I tell you, as soon as I saw the weather, we were gone. don't you think?
I had faith until 5 minutes into the game. Sharks scored early. As soon as I scored the first one, I thought, "Nah, they are red hot. It's a full house."
Mm.
Tigers are going to lose interest quickly, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Shark Park now, right now, is top three intimidating venues. Melbourne and Penrith 1 and 2, pretty clear. I would say Shark Park is the best of the... and that's because the team is pretty good.
Yeah.
But a full Shark Park with a good team, that's a pretty deadly combination.
It's a funny one. It's not intimidating in the old sense, I don't think, but when it's sunny and the Sharkies are playing there, they play with a different sort of aura. They play like they're unbeatable almost. Yeah. So it's a different kind. You're not getting spat on and shit thrown at you, but they're going to be very, very hard to beat there the whole year.
I think that win against Parramatta there
has
emboldened them and taken them to new levels. Let's look at our overall tips, please. Well done, Joel. 5 out of 8. Short, 4 out of 8. Dan, 3 out of 8. Now, we move on. But well done. Well done. We finally had someone with a winning week.
Is that back-to-back fives? Was it 4 last week?
Yeah, back-to-back fives. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've calibrated my rating, so I'm feeling confident about it now.
Oh, have you just?
A little calibration.
What have you done to calibrate these ratings?
Just pushed a few out. I thought we'd
bring a few in, push a few out, calibrate away.
Calibrate.
I might have done the same.
So that's
hopefully
my issue with your rating system is it still comes down to a judgment call.
Yeah, can I ask you? I've got 20 as a gap now.
Bang on.
Bang on.
Between first and last.
Yeah.
Penrith first.
Yep.
West Tigers last.
And I've also put a bit of a gap between Penrith and Team 2. There's three. I've got Storm 3 points behind Penrith.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I haven't gone that far.
So Penrith play Melbourne on a neutral venue, full strength teams. You've got Penrith 3 point
favourites.
On average,
play 100 times, they average winning by 3.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
This is a very exciting market you've created here, Sean. Good to see you are earning your money at Sportsbet. Tell us about this. I think we can all get involved with this one.
This is the Origin 1 market you're speaking of.
Yes, boy, geez, I sounded like Bert throwing to Moira then. That was a very advertorial, but very advertorial. Please tell us more.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, this is good. Fire away.
Yeah, if that's the case, sorry, you need to stare at that camera with the auto cue. Yeah. Right. You need to stare at this. Oh, thank you, Dan.
And here's Moira.
So, Latrell Mitchell obviously gone down with a hamstring.
Yes.
Bad hamstring, out for a little 8 weeks.
Yep.
Going to miss Origin 1. Big gap, left centre, New South Wales. Who's going to take his spot? We can't just bet on who it will be.
Mm.
So we like to just skirt around the edges at Sportsbet. So that player to replace him to score a try in game one.
Oh,
and
right.
You'll find that on site. I don't think it's built just yet, so I don't know the price in front of me. But
loophole.com.
Yeah, likely like runners. Matty Burton.
Yep.
Who else? Crichton.
Crichton. Oh, there's a stack of runners. If you want to get loose,
if you want to get a little bit flary, surely you've got Burton on top.
Oh, I think Burton is a clear pick, Dan.
He's
played there in the left with those Panthers players. He starred on the big stage in a grand final.
Yes.
For me, he's an obvious pick.
Whiten for me, because he's playing well.
Yep.
And I think him at 14 is no. I think you're sort of you're throwing him in for the sake of it at 14, but you give him a left centre position.
That's a life chance.
I would have him. And I know he's been part of Freddie's teams for a while, so I would say Whiten. And he's playing well. He's actually a standout for Canberra this year. So
Nice of those.
No, we haven't got him up yet. So we just need to do a little bit of tinkering. But we'll have him if they drop by the time the show's complete. We'll give him a spruik.
Can I throw you a combination, which won't happen, but it would be bloody good? Imagine having Turbo right centre, Teddy left centre, Papp at fullback.
You've always got to go.
It won't happen.
You've always got to go one step too many.
Are you saying it wouldn't work? It could work.
I'm not saying it wouldn't
work. It won't happen. I'm telling you it won't happen, but I don't mind it.
Simplify your life.
Simplify your life. Some exactly.
My goodness. I know you've got to create content 3 hours a day. But we've all got something to rip into here. I'll go first. Payne Haas and Albert Keller getting a week for that. Now, I said this last...
I think you keep going. We'll fix this.
He's taking the jumper off.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
I thought the jumper was coming off there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joel. Yeah, no worries. All right. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. A week for that? Seriously? I mean, firstly, it rewards the palooka who filmed it, who has no life, and wanted to share it with his WhatsApp mates. But if what the NRL is saying is that that little scuffle, and that's all it was, is of the same value as Melbourne Storm players.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Being videotaped with white powder, everyone. Yeah. White powder. Because it could be baking soda.
Yeah.
And Brandon Smith, of course, missed no games for Melbourne Storm. And James Tedesco pled guilty, eventually, to a racial comment, referred to an Asian lady as Squid Games. Got a $10,000 fine and kind of just got swept under the carpet. But this... Now, I would say this. If Brisbane, the Broncos came out and said, Payne or Albert, you've embarrassed our club. Here's a week on the sideline. No problem. If the NRL Integrity Unit said, all right, well, we think this is a $10,000 fine, $5,000 fine, but you know what, Payne, we're sick of seeing you every year here at the NRL Integrity Unit. Cop a week just to have a think about things. No problem. But Kelly gets a week, Haas gets a week for that. Disgraceful. Disgraceful decision from the NRL, and it's wonderful to be here at the NRL studios. Now, Joel, you've got a bee in your bonnet about the Tigers CEO and the whack that he's copped.
I just like, the world is full of outrage, right? We thrive on outrage, which I don't personally do that. Go through my Instagrams or social media, I skew positive as opposed to skewing negative. And people just love to latch onto things. Justin Pascoe has gone for 2 weeks. Why everyone else is just they're getting so excited about, you know, potentially sacking Madge. And him going away for 2 weeks means that Madge is probably safe for the next 2 weeks. He's having 2 weeks off. Who gives a rat's?
But Joel, what business are we in?
Outrage.
No, we're in the optics business.
We're in the optics business.
Don't you become one of those people. You can't play poker machines, a totally legal activity.
You know we're in the optics business.
I'm not in the optics business. I don't care about the optics business.
I agree 100% with you. It's bullshit how outraged everyone's got about this. And it's probably the only time of the year he probably can go away, outside of the Christmas break.
Yeah.
I'd imagine the CEO of a footy club's most busy at the back end of the year and the start of the year.
Well, people are saying he's got the whole summer to do that.
No, but that's when sponsorships are signed.
Exactly.
That's when
he's working.
A lot of
dealings done. Along, people. And then, you know, the worst thing is...
Pascoe is not the guy who's going to sack... It's going to be Lee Hadjipantelos, the chairman, that's going to sack Michael Maguire.
But he would need to be there, right?
So
please, can we stop referencing ScoMo being on holidays for the buyers? Come on.
Politics has entered the room. Politics has entered the chat.
I mean, seriously, what do you think? Do you give a rat's that he's gone away for 2 weeks?
We're only talking about it.
Would it be enough for you to pick up your phone and go, I can't believe he's gone away?
No.
Who cares?
Again, to his bloody optics thing, it's only because they're 0-5.
Exactly.
They were 2-3, no one would care.
Yeah.
So what's the difference at 0-5? I don't know. Okay, what could he do? What could he do in this situation?
Nothing.
It's not as if he's supposed to do media or... I don't understand.
He wouldn't have booked the holiday this week. He would have booked it 3 months ago, probably.
And apparently it's been cancelled twice, like everyone's holidays the last 2 years.
So play on.
Yeah. Optics, that's all I'm saying.
All right. Sean, what's fired you up?
Are we talking about Captain's Challenge?
Are we
fired up and we're not Bambi?
Captain's Challenge, hang on. Captain's Challenge has got Joel Kane written on. I don't know what...
Doesn't sound like me.
I love it. I've got no issue with what's happening at the moment.
Manipulating the rules.
You're not manipulating the rules. If you're getting the rules right, it affects. These are big calls that affect the game. Yeah. And if you get it wrong, you get marched to the bin. Six to go, play on once again. I've got zero problem with
it. I think the outrage brigade on this one, they were talking about using it to slow the game down, manage time, take the pace out of the game. Just calling it for no reason whatsoever. That's because I like the challenge as well. And feels like this year they're getting a lot right.
Yeah, 51% I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah. It was 30 in the first year, low 40s last year. It's in the 50s now. Yeah, and
30
that's not
in the first year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's because front rowers and wingers were doing it.
If you take Wanga Blake's calls out of that 30% would have become 60.
But it was up to the 60s after about round 2 and round 3. It's come down a little. I'm not as outraged as everyone is on this too, because
smart.
There's the 10-minute. It's a it is a professional foul.
Yes.
It is the definition. Yeah. You are deliberately giving away a penalty. Yeah. That is a professional foul.
I love the theatre in it. Okay, well, you're rolling the dice, champ. And if you get it wrong, you go in the bin.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Geez, I'd hate it when we all agree. So without any further ado, let's do Bambi. Yes, if it sounds like we're powering through, we are, because it's my fault. I've left my car in the car wash, and I need to pick it up by a certain time. So we go. Who's going to kick us off? Sean, I think you are.
Here we go. Nice little short and sharp one for me today. The Commonwealth Games.
Mm. Oh.
Now, the Commonwealth Games has got to a point now where it seems like no major city in the Commonwealth is willing to even put their hand up to want to host it. Yeah. We had it here a few years ago, Gold Coast, a few years before that, Melbourne had it. So no major city has put their hand up for it. We're now going some sort of consortium of regional towns, and I'm not going to call them cities because they're towns in Victoria, has been awarded the Com Games in 2026 because no one else wanted it.
It's true.
Now,
not even Tasmania.
Now, the flogging a dead horse comes to mind here. If the Com Games is a horse, we'd be putting the white curtain up and just saying goodbye. It's time to put the Com Games to bed. No one cares. It's a joke. They're sending the rugby sevens or some other sport down to my humble abode, Gippsland, dairy farming country. What's it doing down there? Come on, please, Com Games. It's time. It's all.
Has someone done an investigation say Ballarat, Geelong, Gippsland? Are these sort of swinging seats? I would love. Is this a pork barrel exercise by the Andrews government? We're going to just build new stadiums and build new facilities.
The Com Games.
That is ridiculous.
That could be the last Com Games.
Yeah.
Could be the
That is ridiculous.
I mean, it's got to be. This year, Birmingham is hosting this year. Birmingham. You know that's England's second biggest city? There's a stat for you. Bigger than Manchester. Bigger than Liverpool.
Just on venues, the Outrage Brigade were up and about again about the NRLW going to Queensland, being no Queensland team. I've got to tell you this. My daughter and I went up there, and it was fantastic. 8,000 people, stand alone.
Yeah,
it was absolutely humming to the point where, you know what, I'd have it there bloody every year. It was outstanding.
It looked great on TV. I would love to know how many people pre-bought thinking it was going to be Broncos and how many walked up. I get a sense a lot of people just, it was a beautiful sunny afternoon. People like you, daughters saying, Daddy, I want to go, Mummy, Daddy. And it looked great. Atmosphere looked great.
Yep.
Well done. Well done. I thought it was a great sign for
great game too.
The new franchise. Hang on, we can actually draw people to this area because Redcliffe, it's 40 minutes up the road, isn't it?
Yep.
From
Oh, yeah, it was half an hour. That was it.
So it's like, for Sydney people, it's like Manly. It's out of the way.
The club was heaving, and as I said, a standalone game. The NRLW has come so far. It was classy.
I tell you what the ticket's going to be next year. You put Redcliffe on it. Well, it won't happen because I'll be free to wear. Imagine them doing the Sunday 2 p.m. game there, and you just walk into the Leagues Club for a quiet one, big screen 4 p.m.
What
game.
What about that deck?
There's
a deck behind the engulfment. I think they've got one on the sideline as well.
On the field.
Yeah, it looks unbelievable. Really,
it looks like a nice ground too. Anyway, yes. It doesn't really fit in with Bambi because this is where we whack people and you've just gone. You've actually
no,
just.
No, it does, actually.
You've
so come to
fed,
me.
You fed Bambi.
I know
you've cuddled Bambi. Now shoot Bambi, for God's sake.
Right, okay, segue this, right? So NRLW Grand Final, the Coach of the Year for the Dally M's, which was a nice touch too that they did the 2021 Dally M's. And it was a 2021 Grand Final, 2022 at the end of the year. Do you know who the Coach of the Year was?
Soward.
Former stable mate of ours, Jamie Soward, right?
Until you sacked him.
Great mate of ours. But I've got to get into Sowie here.
He's dead already.
No, I love Sowie.
But
I've got to get into Sowie here because...
Three is better than four.
Coach Strange comes over for the Roosters, right? And dressed as you would for a coach. I've never seen this in the history of the game. Sowie turns up, who loves his US sports, his basketball and NFL. Sowie turns up, right, with these bright red basketball shoes to coach a grand final. Bright red. I'm thinking, imagine Bellamy or Hook or whatever turning up. Bright red. And I just think the rugby league god said, mate, come on. You can't go up on the stage with those bright red boots on. Mate, I love Sowie, but fair dinkum. It was a grand final and these great red bright boots.
Yeah. Now, we ban qualifiers. I love Sowie, but you can't start a sentence. I love him, but you whacked him.
Okay. I see what you've done there, too, by the way.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
So, look, Kane is desperate to coach Nicho
Hines. No, I'm not desperate. Well, I'm just desperate for the kid to kick goals.
It's a campaign. It is an orchestra. It's a bigger campaign than the federal election. Take note of... Now, I don't know if we can zoom in there, if that's possible. I can't zoom in.
No.
But here we go. We've got...
it's a collage.
We've got collages of Nathan Cleary kicking... his technique, and then Nicho much closer to the ball. Yeah. And I thought, oh, well, listen, that's well spotted. But then, of course, you put it out on Twitter. So you are desperate for... you want the groundswell of people to go, well, hang on.
No, well, there's a lot of, there's a lot of people who coach teams, and it's a great lesson, right? Okay, you saw the Masters last week, right? They all... there we go. So they all are this here, aren't they? Square to the ball. Was anyone teeing off like this?
I'm not saying you're wrong with your advice. Please, not in my face.
The great kickers are all very square to the ball. And what I pointed out was when Cleary runs in, it's very hard to see his number because he's so square to the ball. Nicho Hines, you can see the number the whole way through.
Yeah,
you agree with that?
On. He's too front on.
That's right.
How long, did that little collage take you to put
minutes.
Together? Is that all?
Yeah, well, okay. I'd call that an investment.
I was sitting in the Brisbane airport. may have had a red wine with me, but and I just it really bugs me. It really bugs me.
Have you reached out to Craig Fitzgibbon?
No.
Why?
Well, because it's not my business too, is it?
If they come to you, would you put your hand up?
No, I don't. He doesn't need any coaching. He just needs to get his ass around a bit more.
Well, that sounds like coaching.
Well, it's just, you know what I would do if I was coaching Nicho Hines.
Here's your problem. Craig Fitzgibbon, former very good goal kicker.
Who was off very square.
So he doesn't need you.
He doesn't need me.
Yeah, it's
so
a shame.
So all Nicho needs to do...
So you don't need the campaign.
No,
you don't need the campaign so vehemently for a job to be the next Darryl Halligan.
All Nicho needs to do, Dan, is to recalibrate, right?
Like recalibrate, word of the week.
Plonk the ball on the try line and start aiming at the post. Just aiming at one post. It's a really good lesson to do and be more square. He doesn't need any coaching. That's it. That's all he needs.
I did note, you know, your profile has changed. Joel Kane, 2,000 Dally M in the top point scorers.
Please. Oh, but by the way, I did take the dollar one about somebody replying, screenshotting that terrible kick that I had, right? They said, were you square for this kick, Joel?
Oh, okay.
You know that one?
Well, that's funny. You don't have to do
that
funny voice.
They got you.
Is that when you stubbed your toe?
Yeah, they got you.
I thought was square to my one of the people at the time.
All right. Tipping right after this. Get them on side.
Your Majesty.
Speak.
The new pyramid? It fell over again. And your same game multi? Got up.
You little ripper!
Paying $15, wasn't it?
Green ticks, baby.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. Combine all your favourite markets in the one bet and get bigger odds. Same game multi from Sportsbet.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go, We've got 8 games as usual. It is Easter weekend, so slightly different draw. This is one of the great fortnights, Easter into Anzac Day, the way it's fallen. So we've got Monday footy for 2 weeks in a row. We start with, there's some buggers of games this week to try and pick.
The cracking round.
Raiders and Cowboys. Yeah, these are really tight. Raiders, Cowboys. This is another one of these weird matchups that they played a few weeks ago. It was round 2, wasn't it? The Cowboys won 26-6. Geez, Sean, the Raiders have tightened in. $1.55, $2.45. And the line is about 4.5, if I remember.
Currently 4.5.
Correctly. I've left my notes at home.
Yep.
Cowboys have a good recent record, not just their last win, but they beat the Raiders the last couple of times. It is in the capital. We're not quite in winter weather, but... it'll be chilly in the capital on Thursday.
What would Alice Cooper? What would Alice Cooper say about the Raiders' $1.55 price?
Your poison.
Your poison running through my veins. You can't touch them head to head, can you?
No, I won't go near the head to head. But I think there's I think there's a fair bit of upside in the line. Yeah. Like that, if you take out home advantage, which I think is fairly significant down there in Canberra. As you said, we're not in the sort of depths of winter yet, but still a big advantage. You've almost got them off the same mark, and I've still got Raiders... not a fair way in front, but certainly a couple of points in front of the Cowboys, neutral venue. We finally get to see Savage is in jersey 14, which is interesting. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how Ricky tries to get him into the game, but thankfully he'll be there at some point.
Is Ricky too loyal? He's sticking with Nicol Klukstad, who doesn't seem right.
No, by the time you're hearing this, I think Tomoko comes out. He's injured.
Okay.
I think he comes out. Okay. Chance goes to centre.
Centre.
Yeah. And Xavier starts at fullback.
Well, that would make the most sense. So, if that doesn't happen, it'll be really interesting to see how he does get him into the game. But I'm pretty keen on the Raiders here. If the last 3 or 4 weeks, I don't think they've won a possession count in a game yet. Keep on turning the ball over. I don't really care about completion rates, but you have to have the ball. And they just keep turning it over in really poor field position for them, and just inviting the opposition. If they can just tighten it up, I think they've got a lot more points than the Cowboys, who are starting to leak a couple.
That was one of the great butcher jobs of all times. Cowboys were travelling. They were going to be four in front or six in front, and they had the second half breeze at their backs. That 40-20 from Harris Tavita on the bell in the first half, they butchered that big time. Mm.
That was an atrocious game.
It was a shocking game. Warriors are...
you must have called it.
Warriors about
You must have called it to have that
Warriors
reaction.
Are plotting. I reckon this is the worst performance of a three in a row I've ever seen the Warriors right now. They're battling. Mm. You've got that mark 6.5, have you?
Four and a half.
Yeah, I'm the same. Mm. I think the Raiders to cover are a good bet, so that's how I'm playing. Two from two at home.
I think our agreeing record is poor this year.
No, this is
the
week.
But I'm with you.
Yeah. Calibration week.
Yeah, we're back. Calibration
week. Cowboys beat Raiders 26-6, but there were a lot of fluky tries off kicks, and there's no way there was 20 points between them that night. Cowboys had the... give me Canberra as well. Good Friday. South versus Canterbury. This is 4 p.m, so afternoon football. Now, the weather Thursday, Friday, I think is... Friday it's clearing up in Sydney. So I think we're going to set for a good weekend.
The whole weekend.
We're going to have a nice weekend in Sydney, so take that into account. 10.5 is the line we're going with here with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Blake Taff at fullback. I found strange last week. Taff was 14 because they were worried about Mitchell's hamstring.
Right.
What were they doing playing him?
Yeah.
I think James Hooper reported that during the call, that they had him as cover because they it's cost them 8 weeks of Latrell, but... To be honest, I think Taff is very good. Mm. I don't think they lose that much. Well, they lose a lot, but
it's a hard statement to say. But I agree with you.
Yeah,
they went so far with Corey Allen the year before. They went to a grand final with Taff, but they can march on without him.
Yeah, absolutely. I like South here. I thought they were ready to absolutely blow the Dragons out of the water last week, and then they sunk to the Dragons' level in that second half. Now, that was probably the worst 40 minutes of the year in any game, and I include Titans v Tigers in that assessment. That was an atrocious. Now, I've used that word twice in our second half. I think South...
Can I ask you this question?
Yes, John.
If the Bulldogs this week took on the Dragons this week, who would you back?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, right. So they jumped at 8.5 last week, didn't they? South giving the Dragons 8.5?
No, it was more than that.
Was it more than that?
Yeah, it hit double figures. It got to 11.5. That was one of the games that landed on that number.
Okay. I'm going the Bulldogs. I thought they looked heaps better with Flanagan in the team. By the way, last time, Josh Adokar, who is second in the comp for tackle bus, duck egg tries, hasn't scored yet, six last time against South Sydney.
Isn't it funny, when you shift the ball a little bit early and get it out wide to your fast men, what happens? Set up that try for... Big Joey Simpson. Guts were flying around Big Joey and scoring that try. That was good. What concerned me last week about the Bulldogs, I agree they look better with Flanagan, as we probably expected. Lots been made on Twitter, certainly around the comments in the press conference after the game, which has been a nice little storyline post that. What concerned me, though, was the tries they leaked. Really, really soft tries.
Straightforward.
Straight through the middle, under the post. The Liam Martin, Spencer Lenu, and the Mitch Kenny one was just like going in untouched. Now, I thought they were defending okay at the start of the year, still unable to score points, but they were able to switch that around and then just like really, really weak tries. So if they can just fix that, I'm just leaning the way of the Bulldogs.
Souths are defending well. They've only conceded 16 a game. They haven't been blown out in any game. Mm. And so, therefore, if the Canterbury only score 12, for instance, Souths only have to score 24 to cover. That's why I'm on South. And I think this is the Cody Walker goes berserk game. Mm. He needs to. Zero try assists still. Five games.
Is that right?
I think he's still on zero. Wow. I don't think he had one last week. So 37 try assists last year. None this year. Has two tries, but no try assists. But I think this is the game where he goes berserk. And it's an Friday afternoon. Friday night football. Penrith v Broncos. And, excuse me. Whatever chance Brisbane had, it seemed gone with Payne given that suspension. So, did these odds change, Sean, or were we expecting Haas to be ruled out?
No, I think we were already expecting to be gone here and the following week as well. So, it's only 1 week, but they are in all sorts of strife here, the Broncos. What are you
21.5, I believe, is the current line.
Last year, they pushed them twice. Like, they got really close to them twice last year, the Broncos, but Penrith... At Penrith, they are just awesome, aren't they? So, I mean, if you put that 25.5, I'd probably still have to go the Panthers.
Yeah, there's no way it holds at 21.5. Yeah. I think it gets to at least four converted tries. So, got to be with Penrith. As you said, at home, different beast. It's Good Friday, nothing else to do. That place will be rocking. And no Haas. Carrigan's probably their second best player outside of him, I think. That's a terrible forward pack. That's very, very bad. So I think they can, if it's 12, 14, 16 or thereabouts, they're going to really put the foot down at home.
Sorry about that. I just poked myself in the eye with the microphone after I coughed into it. So sorry about that. I'm trying very quickly to look at a Brisbane zero scoreline. I saw your over-under for Brisbane was 9.5 points. Well, 9.5, that's too low. I can't touch that. But... because they, you know, look at Canterbury. They scored a couple of fluky sort of tries last week on Penrith. At home, though, I can see a shutout coming. Penrith.
Stags versus Tago. That's good.
Oh! Now, who's laughing now, eh? Isaac Tago. Right. $11 top Penrith try score. I didn't have a cent on it, by the way. Joel, our preview... mate.
But what did I say, though? I said the left centre... The left centre's won it the last 2 years.
And I said he's going to... Well, I
thought Crichton was going to play left centre.
Well, okay. Well,
but anyway, Dan, you're right.
Well, not yet. But it was
Taylor
was good
May's going to beat you anyway. He's not shifted anywhere, Taylor May. That's that left wing spot's his all year. Mm-hmm. Brian Tottle will come back to the right. Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But $11, great price.
Yeah, never sent on it. Penrith.
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 Let's go to Saturday football. The afternoon, Manly, this will be a good day, Manly Titans, Sunday, sunny afternoon, Brookvale Oval or Four Pines Park. Geez, isn't Four Pines going well? $1.54, $2.50, $5.50. No, there's like a big Four Pines joint around the corner from Brookvale Oval. There we go. It's not my preferred drop, but anyway. it's the drop of Brookvale. What are you laughing at?
It's a good little setup there, the truck bar. The Four Pines Truck Bar, they call it.
Yeah, the one at Brookvale.
Yeah, they all get there and then waltz off
to the
game.
That's right. It is a good little setup. But I just don't want you to think that's a sponsorship thing. I have nothing to do with Four Pines.
You're a Corona man. We know that.
No, Great Northern.
Everyone's got a beer these days, haven't they?
Great Northern Super. Not the Super Crisp, but
Great
the
Northern.
Original. Yeah, Great Northern.
No,
don't judge me, mate.
You're better than that.
Since Mick Fanning cashed in with his with the Bolter, everyone's getting a beer, aren't they?
Yes, too many of them.
Everyone's got a beer.
Okay. Seagulls, 5.5. Call me an idiot. I like the Titans here.
So do I.
Well, you're an idiot too.
Yeah, I'm an idiot too. The form line for Manly, so who have they beaten? The Bulldogs, they wobbled past them.
Yep.
The score was very flattering against the Knights last week.
Very flattering.
Very flattering. Could have easily gone the other way.
Mm-hmm.
A no-try to Newcastle. And the other win was the Raiders. So, look, Titans have twice pushed Parramatta. I've got the line at about 2 here. I think it's a great bet, Titans.
Yeah, I agree. I'm siding with them. Something about the Titans, though, that I can't really work out. I haven't been able to pinpoint them for most of the year. I look at the side on paper and shit, they're potentially a top four-looking side. But then I see Jermaine Asako's name at fullback and a few other things sort of scary. Dave Fifita, I don't know what is going on. He needs to touch the ball at every opportunity. He's not doing that. He scored that unbelievable try last week, but outside of that, didn't really do much. Just have to get him the ball. Yeah, it's a little bit scary, but no Turbo, got to be with the Titans.
I think Manly have the ability to get bashed up in the forwards, but it's got to be the right forward pack. I think this might be the right forward pack. That's a good forward pack.
I'd love to see, just for a little bit of the game, David Fifita play Mal Meninga in the centres. Who's going to stop him in the centres, seriously? Early ball, honestly. Like, he would just be a try-scoring machine. He already is.
Mm.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I just think there's an opportunity there. Maybe not defend him in the centres, but...
Now, that's, sorry, 5.30. It's the first game on Saturday, but it's 5.30. They'll still fill the joint because beautiful sun, people sitting in the sun, getting ready for the game, and then go out afterwards. We go to the match of the round, and it's Saturday night. It's at Amy Park. Two teams, 4-1. Melbourne versus Cronulla. The old rivals, eh? Melbourne have had it over them the last few years since the sort of Gallons and so forth have left, but... Nice price if you're a believer in the Sharks, $3, and the line as we record is 7.5. Melbourne, did they not lose their last game at Amy Park? They certainly lost to Parramatta. They might have played one there since, but
thumping the Bulldogs there.
Yes, on a Sunday afternoon, but this is Saturday night. This might be a real unders game, this one. Two very good defensive teams, but 7.5 is the line. Sean, you kick us off.
Yeah, and I think we're all believers in the Sharkies, not just for this game, but long-term as well. They're genuine. Certainly top four, top two potentially. I think they can go all the way. From what I've seen, early doors have to be with them in this game. I think it will be an unders game. Dan, so that immediately invites the plus.
Yes.
And that $3 head-to-head... That looks very, very inviting.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
So, you know, so they were very slow out of the gates against Canberra, first half sloppy. Since then, the nine halves, they've conceded 6 tries only.
Yeah.
That's they're flying in defence. And by the way, it's departing. The $10 for the Sharkies Premiership. Goodbye, have a safe trip. You won't see the $10 again for the Sharkies Premiership after this game. Win, lose or draw, they'll put up a big fight. And the $10... Ta-ta.
Now, you know I'm a believer in Cronulla. I've had them before the season, top four. That's a believer. Not this game. I didn't like what I saw from them second half. They were a bit sloppy against Tigers. Now, yes, okay, the game was shot to bits. I think they're going to get a little bit of a lesson.
Do you?
Yep. I could be wrong. I think this will be a good experience for them. That's the hardest road trip. That and Penrith are the hardest road trips. I think they'll get a little bit of not a touch-up, but competitive for 60 minutes. Melbourne might just get away with a 10-point win, 12-point win, and they'll be back better for the experience that Cronulla
side. Is there a better side in the comp down the right-hand side than the Sharks?
Yeah, but Bellamy's got a week to figure that out.
Yeah.
So that's why I think Bellamy can... There's no better coach at shutting down a team's strength, and I think he can shut them down.
Can I say this, and this is a bold, bold call. I reckon Ryan Papenhuyzen is just about the best support player we've ever seen.
Oh,
no, I'm telling you.
Ever.
Just about. I'm telling you.
Mate,
now.
Terry Lamb, mate, he's not even in his grave and he's gone in there to spin in it.
No. Watch
your favourite coach.
Ryan Papenhuyzen, he so often gets... Like, he's in front of the ball so often. I'm telling you now, by the end of his career, we might be saying he's the greatest support player we've ever seen. Terry Lamb was bloody awesome as well, but I reckon Papenhuyzen is at least to his level.
Cam, can you please change my best bet to under for that game? Roosters v...
Sharks for me, by the way.
It's on you. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, what a shock.
Yeah.
Sharks, Melbourne.
No, well, okay. I thought we were
Roosters
be
versus
again,
Warriors here. SCG... Sunday afternoon, 1.18 Roosters, Warriors $5 head to head. They used to have a great record against the Roosters, not so much the last couple of years. I seem to remember they played Easter Sunday last year as well. That was a night game. This is a day game. That's important. And the line, 14.5. And you blokes were commenting this is the hardest game of the week to pick on the line.
Yeah, I'll go to the Roosters. Verrills is a big in. He's a big in. And we're talking off air about this, and Sean, you were sort of suggesting that this might be the week for Suwali.
Yeah.
Which I think also.
Yeah, I think so. I thought he was going to get a run probably a couple of weeks ago, but his name sort of dropped off the sheet. Or has he been in that 22, 23 number for most?
A little bit,
the last, yeah. Apparently, I haven't seen much footage of him in reserve grade or in the flesh, but apparently he's been killing it, been playing wing, and doesn't look at all out of place. No. Looks ready to go. And it makes sense. A straight swap for Kevin Nagama. You get Suwali in. That's a great-looking side. And I think, as I said, it was a hard game to price. I made it about what it was, 14.5, 15.5, but I think there's a lot of upside at the SCG during the day. It's going to be sunny. Roosters could be cherry ripe here.
Question for you boys. The last four times they've met, how many second half points has the Warriors scored? Last four games, second half points against the Roosters.
Well, it's obviously going to be low.
Zero.
Yeah.
In four games, they've not scored a point
right?
in the second half.
That's a crazy rugby league stat.
Yeah, did you pinch it from them?
No, it's not there, no.
I think they are so much better for the run last week against the Broncos that they're far too good for Warriors.
Yep.
So give me the Roosters in the daytime. The Sam Verrill's huge. Huge to have an actual hooker is going to make so much difference. Sunday match of the day, Dragons Knights. Now, this is a lesson, everyone. When you see odds that you think, geez, they look a bit funny. What's going on? When you look at Dragons Knights, that's why you have to do your research. Apparently the Knights, I thought the Knights 225, that's crazy. Apparently they're affected by COVID. Well, as we Barry record, Tui, yeah. there are reports that they might lose some forwards.
Yeah, Barry Tui, any mail he has on the Knights, it's 100%
red
strike
hot.
Rate. Isn't
red
it?
Hot. Tui's
so,
news.
Yeah, so we don't know who it is. You may know by the time you're listening to it, but COVID affected. Really tough game, boys. Where did I land on this? This is how hard it is. Sean, you go first.
Yeah, so that news broke, I think it was early yesterday, and then after that, the Dragons did drift a touch. So the Knights, there was a little firm up. They were 3.5, maybe 4. It's now into 2.5.
Okay,
so
2.5.
That sort of tells me that the mail, it might be okay, but it might not be as big as what it was potentially sweeping through the side. So I was like you, Dan. When the Dragons were $1.55 yesterday when I looked at them, I thought that was just lunacy. And they've drifted a touch. There might be team news, but as it stands right now, I'm with the Knights.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with the Dragons.
You're Dragons for you?
Yeah.
This is a stay away for me, I know that. Let's go to Monday. Monday. Eels-Tigers, Bankwest Stadium, or Combank Stadium. See, I can't get used to it. Now, this is a repeat of the stadium opening. They will fill this joint Easter Monday. They've played five times these teams against each other at this ground, 5-0, and usually they're floggings. 51-6 that first game, but that was a while ago. The line, what have you set the line at, Sean? 20.5.
Where have we landed here? 20.5, yeah.
This is, I think, the old flat track bullies come out and absolutely smash.
Do you?
I think this could have, this has 40 written all over it. They're going to have a party, Parramatta.
Can't believe I'm doing this. Okay, I'm going to promise the viewers and listeners this. If I get this wrong, I will not once take the Tigers at the line for the rest of the year.
No, well, no one believes you when you tip the Tigers. No one takes that advice.
You can go to the take the early plea. We'll give you a fortnight off.
Okay, a fortnight off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go a month off.
4 weeks. Okay.
I'm very confident in this, and I really hope it plays out like this. Jock Madden is number 14, and I hope he gets onto the field by Simpkins having a rest coming off. Brooks going to hooker, Hastings, Madden. If we can do that, I love the fact Garner's in the centres to strengthen it up. Mamalo's gone, Gildart's gone, that left-hand side was getting killed.
Yeah, he's had enough. This was the line in the sand.
This is the line in the sand, and I think the line in the game is too big. Oh. Tigers to have their best performance of the year.
Okay, Monday afternoon. They did test Parramatta in this same game last year. Yeah. Was it
Junior Paulo out?
ANZ Junior Paulo Stadium. Out.
Yep.
Hastings back.
Yep.
Dane Laurie back in.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
No, like where it's going. And what did you say? I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah. It feels a little bit like that. And purely on numbers, it looks like a bet. The only thing, and I said this off air to you, Shug, the only thing you need to trust is they're actually playing for Madge or the club, whoever it is. That's the only thing that you've got to put some faith in. Didn't love what I saw last week against the Sharkies in that regard, but a couple of changes, couple of ins and out, huge out for Parramatta. Just looks made up for a cover here.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
can they win?
Your system,
yes, they can.
Mm.
You think they can win head to head?
Teams don't win forever. Teams don't lose
that's
forever.
Okay, fair enough. I hope you. I'm calling that game. I hope you're right.
I'm not tipping them. Calm down. I'm not tipping them to win, but they can win, can't they?
They can win.
Yes. All right, let's do best bets. All right, phones down, everybody. It's time for the most important part of the show, the only part we count, everybody. It's the best bets. Sean Ormerod.
I can feel it this week as well. 3 from 3 is coming. We've been close a couple of times.
Yes.
We've been close. but this is it. I'll kick us off. Penrith taking on the Broncos. Good Friday footy. Nothing else to do on Good Friday. This joint will be absolutely rocking. Penrith at home, different beast, as good as they are. Broncos, no Payne Haas, no Pat Carrigan, no Flegler. It could be the worst looking forward pack I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, jeez. When you hit Sean, they stay
here. Yeah, and so
poor Jermaine Azarko, he's resurrection, and you've carried Holland at him.
Yeah. So you're looking at minus 21.5 on the board now. Take that straight away. There's no way this doesn't jump lower than 24, I think. I think it gets at least to 24. This is going to be a smash up.
Oh, okay. All right. Get on the Rugby League Extra Markets for the All Up, which is coming up once we reveal our best bets.
So my best bets, greed is good, Dan.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go a double here. Look at this.
You get one finally.
Stay with you. Bagged me last week. We got it done. I'll tell you, when Pappenhausen scored, which was going to be my best bet, I thought, oh, no.
Why did I bag you?
Because you said you should have taken Pappenhausen. Remember I said I took Titans as the best bet with the start, which got up?
Yeah.
But you and I said I was going to go Pappenhausen. You said you should have went Pappenhausen.
Well, you should have gone. If that was your best bet, yeah, go with your gut.
Well, I was torn. Anyway, I'm torn this week, so I'm having the double. Sharkies with the line, an outstanding bet. Tigers.
No, not again.
With
John.
The line, yes.
Well,
yes,
we're going to. So last week, our best bet was Tigers. Stuff. The last game of the bet was Tigers.
Yeah, but crush.com, remember?
Well, at least we're getting some value here if we get there. Yeah. If we get there.
Crush.com.
My one is I've already revealed mine, which is the under Melbourne versus Sharks.
Great bet.
30. I can't believe it's 38.5. I swear I would have thought 36.5. Now, we're just talking. 26 degrees in Melbourne, dropping to 14. Does that mean dew is going to be a factor at Amy Park? Yeah. We think so, but. Who knows?
One of the great mysteries of weather, the dew factor for me. I've never really figured it out.
No, but we've never figured out how to get rid of it off the ground. I mean, there's a way to...
Yeah.
Like a giant chamois or something.
Giant chamois.
Well, imagine how much better winter football would be if we had dry tracks.
Well, Andrew Johns likes the idea of fans around it.
Which, that's exactly...
Right.
Joey's been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah.
So you get 100 kids on with fans at halftime. There's your halftime entertainment. By the way, man, woman or child, you run on the field, you deserve to get poleaxed. With that, we're just about done. Nice and tight, everyone. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
We're calibrated, Dan. We're ready to go. Mm.
Thank you, Sean.
We're calibrated.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind sponsor of the jumper as well. But if you're having a bet, of course, most importantly, gamble responsibly. And by that, I mean take a sec before your bet. Set a deposit limit.
Yes.
I've done it myself for about 4 years, Dan. But anyway, we're ready to rock and roll. Enjoy round 6. We'll catch you next week.
Happy Easter.